Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dave of Oregon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. So I listened to your conversation this morning, and as far as that Major Taylor Greene, yeah, she definitely needs to be censored. She should actually be out of office. People like that, we have like 2 years to clear people like that out and get the Republican Party back to normal. And as far as Trump getting intel, that is absolutely crazy. That guy he never expected to leave office. He was, he had floated the idea of a little while, maybe I should be elected for a third term. I'm such a good president. So you know he never, that was always in his mind. If he hadn't got unseated this time, we would have been in the same problem in 2023 trying to get him out of there. Because he would have tried to turn, again, change things so he could have continued to stay in office. Those are my thoughts, but giving Trump any kind of intel, you know, like I said, you and me both know where it's going. He's going right back to the Russians and all of our oppositions to give them whatever they need to keep him relevant in the world. Thanks, Matt. You have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Yeah, raised excellent points. Let me hit them both quick. On Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's an interesting dilemma. Pelosi and the rest of them are going to make sure she's stripped of her committee assignments, but she'd still be in the House of Representatives. She'd still be showing up. She could vote. There's at least one, and there may be more resolutions in Congress right now to throw her out. And there is a provision that says the Congress is the sole judge of the credentials of its members, and theoretically they can throw somebody out even though they were elected. Now, the problem with that is there are constitutional problems with that. First of all, there's a guy named Julian Bond, an African-American state legislator in the late 60s, early 70s in Georgia. And, you know, back then there weren't, I think he may have been the only African-American in the Georgia legislature, or if there are others, he was one of very few. He was opposed to the Vietnam War, and the majority decided to exclude him, throw him out, because Georgia has the same kind of provision that the United States, that the Congress does. Well, the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. He was elected by people, and you may not like his views, but he has to be seated, and they made Georgia seat him. Now, in this case, I think there's a good case to be made that if somebody advocates the assassination of the speaker, and there's a fear of violence from this person in terms of at least fomenting it, that that's a reason to also throw her out so she can't even come in to the Capitol itself, and then her district can elect somebody else if they want. I believe, however, that that might not be upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. They'll uphold the stripping of committee chairmanships or and memberships. But the idea of saying to an electorate, all right, you elected a nut job, a homicidal nut job, all right? So maybe what we do is we prosecute her for advocating the felony of assassination of public figures. But we're not going to second guess you if you are as cold and strange and sad as people who would vote somebody like that. Well, that's your right. That's where I think it may come down. Adam Kinzinger, the Republican congressman from Illinois, voiced that sentiment. And there are people, Chris Hayes on MSNBC said, well, you know, he has a point. So I think what's going to happen is, yes, she'll be stripped of her committee assignments, preferably by McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, which is what he should do, especially after Moscow Mitch stood up and said she was a cancer. But if he won't, then the Dems will, the majority, and the next time that the Republicans try to strip Democrats, like say they don't like the squad, say they can't have committee chairmanships, that's going to be a much heavier lift. Nobody in the squad has advocated the assassination of any Republicans, and that's something I think that could be taken to the Supreme Court. You hate to get into these murky waters. You hate to get into them. But when you have somebody advocating assassination, you got to get them out of there. And then to your other point, I mean, you know what's sad in the past in terms of briefing prior presidents, nobody in their right mind would have even had a second thought about briefing Dwight Eisenhower or Harry Truman or John Kennedy. or Nixon for that matter, or anybody, George H.W. Bush, they would not have sold the secrets to the Russians. But this guy could very well do that. This guy was servile to Putin. He said he didn't trust our CIA and FBI. And Ron Johnson, our senator here, went along with them on that. They were pro-Moscow. When a guy's pro-Moscow, you cannot give him state secrets. Okay, thanks for calling in. We're going to the next line. Wisco Paul, my friend. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. Good morning. As far as I'm concerned, Trump is garbage. So is Ron Johnson. I'm going to let them guys go today. My number one thing for Biden is to get a infrastructure package passed as soon as he can, because he only has so many days to do it, and take the Bernie plan for the coronavirus relief. Go big and do it now. And you know what? If you can do that, you'll win over the hearts of many, many Americans. The airports, the roads, the government buildings, same with clean environment, wind and solar. You put these people to work, good paying jobs, you'll win. If you keep messing around, which I don't think Joe will do, I don't know what will happen. You need to concentrate on those things. That's my opinion. I think he'll do it. What's your opinion? Have a good day, Matt.
Yeah, good point, Wisco Paul. And I do agree with you, and I'm going to tell you quickly how that's going to be accomplished. The point is Biden is not letting grass grow under his feet. Biden's only been president he hasn't been president for 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks tomorrow, he's been president. And he's already issued something like well over 30 executive orders undoing much of what Trump did that he could right away. He's gotten rid of 1,000 moles, you know, plants, secret appointments of Trump who are lying in the weeds in these various agencies and put them in with professionals. And he has 3,000 more to go to review. And he's done all this. He did that in the first 7 or 10 days. Now, the two things that he's got to do, and the Republicans won't back it, are one, the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which we're going to talk about in a little bit in detail. And the other one is infrastructure. It's going to be a large bill. And we do have to rebuild our harbors, roads, airports, bridges, and otherwise. Now, how do you do it? Because Moscow Mitch is going to obstruct it. The Republicans will obstruct it. There's one way to pass it with 51 votes, which is all we have, one way. And that's through budget reconciliation. And he has signaled, Biden, that he's going to do coronavirus through budget reconciliation, because the Republicans came and offered some measly peanut thing, as usual, to try to slow things down. So that's going to go through. And there's nothing that the Republicans can do about it. One of the problems is, under the rules, you can only do budget reconciliation with simple majority for one thing each budget. And there's good and bad news. The bad news is that there's about 10 things he'd like to do. The good news is they're going to have two budget resolutions this year. Why is that? Because Trump sat on his butt and didn't do anything. So they can do it twice with two budget resolutions this year. And one of them is going to be coronavirus relief. And I strongly advocate the other one being infrastructure, because they are never, the Republicans are never going to support that, if only to make Biden look bad so that their nominee in 2024 looks stronger. I mean, seriously, that's the kind of mentality they have. So what it would be is, I don't know how much, it's at least going to be $1 trillion, and it may be more like $1.5 trillion. Rebuild all of the roads in this country, rebuild the bridges, harbors, and airports in this country. And not all of them need rebuilding right now, and not all of them have to be done by the federal government. There are some states that have good programs and so on, but you look it over and you make your decisions. And when the Republicans say, well, that's too much money, let me go back in time. When I was a kid, there were no highways. If you wanted to drive from Milwaukee to Texas or Arizona, you went south and got on Route 66. Route 66, mythical, terrific highway. You were frequently on two-lane roads. It was Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican, who put in the superhighway system. You know how expensive that was? It was in the 50s, but I mean, you can drive right now anywhere. You can drive to Seattle. You can drive to San Diego, New Orleans, Key West, New York, Maine, anywhere, and you're going to be on superhighway most of the way. That's very expensive stuff. And Dwight Eisenhower is the father of that. The superhighway system got put in the 50s, started to, is continued by other presidents. So I don't want to hear any baloney from Republicans about how it's too expensive. They did it themselves during their glory years when they were a Republican Party that actually stood for something, was anti-communist, wasn't pro-Rusky, wasn't authoritarian, and had people who were effective. Dwight Eisenhower was effective. He's also the general that won World War II. I mean, this guy has some serious experience, very serious experience. So to get back to it, we have two budget resolutions this year by a quirk of fate. We can do one reconciliation requiring only majority vote, and we will do, in my opinion, coronavirus and infrastructure. And in a pinch, I'm going to leave you with this. We can also get rid of the filibuster anytime and make everything 51 votes. A lot of people push back about that. We have two senators, Manchin of West Virginia and Sinema of Arizona, who don't want to do it. I would do a modified version if I were Schumer. I would say, we're going to leave it there, and we are going to negotiate with Republicans and try to involve them, blah, blah, blah. But if they pull any of this right-wing stuff, this authoritarian stuff, this QAnon stuff, you know, Cruz and all that, for individual bills, we will change it, but only for those bills. So you people have a gun to your head. Start negotiating. Start doing the right thing. It's the only way to get the Republicans to do the right thing. They will not do it from innate senses of ethics or morals, except for a few of them like Mitt Romney, but they have to have a gun to their head, figuratively speaking. And I mean that only figuratively speaking. Come to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.